You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue with our coverage. And just a week ago, South Africans swooped on shopping malls across the country and Black Friday made an appearance in South Africa. They earned goods, many which they did not need. They made their way home. Now reality set in. This morning, we take a look at how to spend over the festive season while still ensuring that there's enough money left over for the new school year, and we speak to economist at Debt Rescue, Neil Roots. Neil, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Neil, do we know as yet how much and what type of goods people spend their money on during the Black Friday shopping spree?
Well, during the Black Friday shopping spree, which is a fairly new thing in South Africa, which took off in a big way, people tend to go to the shopping centers and the shops to buy the bargains and the specials. But the reality is that everything is not on special. And also, people tend to spend money that they do not have and it's not planned for because of these specials, and they feel enticed to go out and spend money. And especially during this time of year, the festive season, it's very dangerous to do something like that because of the fact that people should budget throughout the year, but should specifically budget for the festive season, and they do not do that. The dangers are that people get their salaries very early in December. So they have that money available, and they use it, and they spend that money, and they buy whether it's gifts for family and friends, and whether it's just spoiling themselves, going on holiday. They spend that money, but they do not realize that it's going to be a very long month until they get money again, because the next paycheck will only come at the end of January. So that's something that people do not really always consider. And then also, if people are lucky enough to get bonuses, we see that they spend that all. And we feel that it's very important to use your bonus to treat yourself, because you worked for that during the past 12 months. But you should also use that money to help you in a positive way, in the sense that you can, for instance, pay off unsecured debt that you have, which carries high interest rates, which will also psychologically be good, because as soon as you start settling debt and you realize that and you see that, it's easier to get the ball rolling and settle more debt. The same goes with an emergency fund, for instance. A lot of people do not have an emergency fund, so they do set up budgets and they try and stick with those budgets, but then something happens with which they didn't foresee, like car problems or sickness or death in the family, and then they have to spend their money and they're off track again. So you can always also use the opportunity with your bonus to create an emergency fund.
Yes, important points that people do not consider with hindsight. Now, you made reference to the 13th check or bonus issue. It is the time of the year where these things are received. How does one ensure that you use the money as a nest egg for the year to come and not blow up on things that you don't really need?
Well, it all comes down to planning. People should plan. They should, before they even receive their 13th check or their bonus, they should have a plan in place and say, all right, I'm going to use 10 or 20% of that bonus to spoil myself or my family. And I'm going to use, let's say, 50% as an emergency fund. And I'm going to use the rest to pay off debt or whatever the case may be. But you must plan that before you even receive that check, because, you know, we're all human beings, and it's difficult. Once you receive money, it's difficult to then put it away without a plan. So it's very important. Like throughout the year, you should also always have a budget in place and live according to that budget. But then you must have a specific and a separate budget for the year end and the festive season, because people tend to overspend in December and then come January, and there's all these things that they have to pay, like school fees, school uniforms, stationery, all that stuff. then all of a sudden they realize that they did not budget for that, and they start to default on their accounts, and then in February they realize that they're already behind on some of their accounts, and the credit providers are chasing them, and then they don't have any alternative but to approach a debt counselor for debt counseling, or to go that route. But people can really prevent it if they just plan.
Yes, the important thing is with regards to planning, undoubtedly. Now, another thing that we see is the huge number of people that are in debt. Do we know as to how many South Africans, what percentage of South Africans are in debt?
Well, with regards to credit active consumers, there are more than 20 million credit active consumers, and basically half of all credit active consumers, in other words, more than 10 million, are over-indebted and are in arrears with at least three payments on one of their accounts. So it's actually very worrying, and the situation is currently just not getting better. And if you look at all the price increases that we had to go through during this 2016, and all the price increases that we're going to see in 2017, it's difficult times ahead for consumers, and without planning, it's going to be even more difficult.
Really of great concern, undoubtedly, and people, we hope that people will take heed, undoubtedly, of this. Would you say that most South Africans will use any extra money as a way of getting rid of that debt?
Yeah, well, that's what people should do. But you know what? Unfortunately, in South Africa, and I suppose all over the world, because of the fact that not everybody are financially educated and have the discipline, people tend to spend extra money that they have. And that's why it's very, very important to get financial education in South Africa and on an early age, so that people, if they do find themselves and when they do enter the working market and they start getting salaries, so that they know how to spend that money and to plan, and also to make sure that if they buy something, especially on credit, that they actually need that and it's not just something, a luxury item. Yeah, at the end of the day, it comes down to planning.
Yes, in conclusion, what are some of the tips, hints that you'd like to share with our listeners to survive the holiday period and the festive period?
Well, you can enjoy the holiday periods and the festive periods without spending too much money. You do not have to spend money. You do not have to buy presents for people to show that you care. It's just an idea that counts. And, if you want to go away on holiday, plan that well in advance. If you want to go away next year, December, plan it in January, because you're going to get cheaper prices and you're going to get better places in any event as well. And, it goes the same with everything else. Shop around and compare prices when you do have to buy things. And enjoy the holidays. You don't have to spend money to enjoy the holidays.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Neil. Your time appreciated on Radio Islam.
Big pleasure.